because I just didn't want to choose. Right now, we are joined in the studio by Penny Rich, who chairs the Board of Orange County Commissioners. Just had a meeting 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah. Organizational meeting.
How's
really,
it going?
It's good. Really odd to have a meeting on Monday, though. It just threw me off completely.
And she used to be on the Chappell Hole Town Council, so you were used to that Monday. For a while.
Yeah. But this was right after the Thanksgiving weekend, mm-hmm. too, so it was kind of like it was bizarre. But yeah, we have to have our meeting on Monday by state statute. We have to have the commissioners have to have their organizational meetings on the first Monday in December. So
oh,
there we go. It was right after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's a state law that you have
it
to do.
It is.
Is it like an 1809 state
something
law
like
or
that.
Something?
Yeah,
okay,
right,
like
yeah.
one of
Monday,
those.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was good. Yeah. I was voted in as chair again. So I'm happy to do that for 2020.
Congratulations.
Which means I got to come and chat with you,
yes.
hopefully.
Yeah.
If you still want me coming
Absolutely,
in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is cool. And we, the end of the year, we recognized a few folks. We recognized Dot Cheek, who was been the, the chair of the Sly Grange for 36 years. 36 years. Think about that. She's retiring. She was a class of 1954 at the Witted Building when that was a school.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really funny. And then right after that, we honored Robert Dowling, who's been at the Community Home Trust for 22 or 23 years. And he came up and he was like, well, I was actually born in 1955. So, but it was fun. And
Amateur, really.
23 years. Huh? She's got 36.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's really nice. It's the nicest time of the year to recognize people. It's a very festive. So.
What was the name of the Witted School when it was the school?
Wow. That's a really good... We're going to have to look that
up. I didn't know
up.
It was a school.
It
That's
was.
Cool.
It was an all-white school. Actually, Earl McKee went there to school. And the building that... The room that we have our meeting in, which was used to be the library, if you recall, was Orange County Library, was the auditorium for the school. And Earl tells us that he took piano lessons in that room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but it was an all-white school, so
yeah,
I mean
yeah.
that was still, you know,
I mean, 1954,
in the
so,
shame
yeah.
of segregation.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And so, we'll have to find out what the name of that was.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty cool. All
so,
right.
other things at the meeting?
You know, it was just one of those meetings that we were just kind of moving and getting things done, tying up what we could for the end of the year. And yeah, we have the end of our calendar year and the end of the fiscal year, which always confuses everybody. We'll continue on as we come back in January, but the last two meetings are really just to tie some ends up. Except we have some grants that came in towards the end of the year, which always happens. People forget. So we have to make amendments to the budget, which we did, and some good stuff. You know, we're always looking for grants for the Department of Social Services and healthcare. And also emergency services. So we are happy to take those grants and move them to the right folks and help everybody in Orange County. Yeah.
Do you budget without the grant and then amend them to come in?
Okay. We do. We budget without them. And there's one that's coming up on our meeting on Tuesday night that's a rather large grant for about $700,000, which it takes a lot of steps to get that, right? So we know that's in the works, but we can't put that in the budget until we actually have it.
Can't make assumptions.
We cannot.
Right? Yeah.
And so that's when you make those amendments. And that is strictly, when you file for those grants, that has to be used strictly for what you're filing for. So everybody has to calm down. It can't go for, what your pet projects or anything like that. Specifically, this is going for housing. So that's really exciting because we do have, our rental program now that we just started. So that is all part of, making sure that we can try and get people some good rentals. Yeah.
Awesome.
Get rid of that list.
On the agenda for Monday was also a report from the Partnership to End Homelessness.
Yes, that was a really good report. Corey came in and she identified about 5 to 7, maybe more, gaps. And something I really like about Corey's reports is she tells you what the issues are, what the problems are. Here's how we fix it. Here's the solution. And of course, the solution is always going to be funding, right? Because that's what it is. So she came up with about $1.7 million between the partnership, meaning Chappell Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Some of it is like, rapid housing, and some of it is, getting another person on the street to help folks that are on the street. We're still working with the point and count from last year. We do that in January, the last last week in January every year, so we don't have 2019 numbers yet. We're still working on 2018 numbers, and they're down slightly or just sort of like, flatlined. But we have some solutions now, and she's going to take her presentation on the road and bring it to Carrboro and Chappell Hill, and hopefully we can convince our partners that this is money well spent, well invested, And we'll see how that conversation goes. I think we might talk about it at the Assembly of Governments also.
Which is when?
That is January 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many Assembly of Governments meetings?
So we're down to one now a year, and then we're having these individual meetings now that we're facilitating, like we do with the school collaboration. Mm-hmm. So during we're going to try to have two of those, one in the fall and one in the spring, with each of our municipalities, including Mebane. Don't forget Mebane. We always do. Mebane doesn't come to our Assembly of Governments because they're really not all involved with a lot of the things that are happening on east of them. Mm-hmm. So it would be kind of them sitting there for 3 hours listening to everybody talk. That's sometimes. And we even try to get the Hillsborough, issues out of the way quickly so the Hillsborough folks can take off if they wanted to,
right,
so they don't
right.
have to listen to it, too. Yeah.
Speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including information about meetings upcoming next week. There's one on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yeah, yep. Our last meeting for the year. And, that's going to be at Southern. I know it's kind of weird because it's earlier, but we had that Monday meeting.
Right.
And that we're going to be doing another proclamation for Robin Jacobs, who is retiring from her job as executive director from the ENO. And she's been doing it for quite some time. So that's another one of those really feel-good honorees.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. And she always brings us some beautiful calendars, and we're excited about that. And then we're going to be spending the rest of that meeting talking about board selection and commissions for the county commissioners. And we used to do that after the beginning of the year, but then we would all miss the first meeting in January.
Right,
so
right.
We're like, wait a second, why aren't we doing this in December? So we're going to do that. And that's like a round robin. It takes a while for us all to pick and choose because, I mean, there's a lot. And the nice thing about, I watch other boards do this and they talk about it behind the scenes and then the mayor gets to appoint people or not. The nice thing about this is that we all have a chance to choose what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And we could talk to each other beforehand, like if you wanted to hold on to something and you don't want anyone else. Like, I've been on the Visitors Bureau for a really long time. It's time to let someone else do that, you know, and I know that. So I'm going to, you know, just throw all my boards and commissions into the pot and say, yeah, let's go for it.
You don't
so.
Do it like a fantasy football draft where you go first and you go second and you go third.
No, it's actually, well, you know what? I'm going to take
the seed
that back.
In your head.
I am going to take that back. The way that we do that, the way that we do it is the junior members go first alphabetically, and then we go to junior members, and the senior member goes last, chooses last. But then that senior member comes back around and goes first on the next round, and then the junior member comes back, and I have to keep track of all this. I know
right.
you're looking at me. I know.
No,
folks,
that is
you
kind
see,
of like the fantasy
football,
isn't it?
You should see his eyes,
yeah.
But I have to keep track of everybody, not only what they choose, but when who goes next.
Like who goes next,
you know,
right.
So it's like, you know.
So is it senior in terms of just seniority? Or
the longest person on the board, which would
be
Earl.
Okay.
I think he's also the senior. No, Renee Price might be the senior person.
Yeah.
Not age.
Yeah, okay. So it's not like you as chair of the county commissioners all of a sudden get elevated
no.
a la Chief Justice or
you
something
know, it's
like
really
that.
Funny that you ask that because, everybody thinks that you become the chair and you're different than the rest of the county commissioners. You're not.
Yeah.
Every county commissioner has the same amount of power. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the same amount and the ability to do anything, answer questions, answer emails, et cetera. The only thing that the chair really does is, number one, leads the meetings.
Right.
Number two, if it's a state of emergency, they got to get me on the phone and I got to call it. And I represent the board in, you know, for example.
Situations like this, right?
Yeah. When I come to talk to Aaron.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I had to really mentally make that change when I started covering local government here because I came from Lansing, Michigan, which is, I don't think, a city manager kind of government. So the mayor actually does have
a
significant amount of power relative to the other members of the board, and it's not really like that here.
No, it's not. I think the mayors here have a little bit more control of what they can do and not. For example, picking, you know, assigning boards as opposed to like picking boards. But you know, I think the county commissioners are very, very cool people, and we just, you know, we like to pool our resources and make sure that the best people are appointed to the right boards, and we discuss it and we move on. So yeah, bunch of cool people.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich again, Orange County NC.gov for more information on county government. I haven't talked in a couple of weeks, and I think the last time we talked, this was still in the works, incentives package for Well, which is the company that's about to start coming in on West Franklin Street. What's the status on that?
Yeah, so as you know, they came and they talked, and the governor was here. We had a nice reception for them. They are in that old alehouse building now. There's about 80 folks there, and they're looking to take over our building, which is a Visitors Bureau and has a Skills Development Center. So we had to talk through that. We proposed something. They proposed something. We proposed, originally they wanted to come in and buy that building flat out. It's about $5.5 million on the books, and it's not the building. It's the land, Aaron. I mean, think about that land right there. It's just a beautiful piece of land. And it's not the office space A quality. It's an office A space B. So what we're going to do is we're going to be renting it out to them for a couple of years. But there's a whole incentive package based on them at the end buying that building after 5 years. So they need to buy it or they don't get their incentives. And, you know, it has this effect. But for them, it keeps a little bit more of a cash flow so they can rent it with the intent to buy. The concern that we had, of course, as county commissioners is that that building then does not get back onto the tax roll until that building is bought.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons why we were willing to sell the building, is to put that back on the tax roll. But it's okay. I think it all works out because, you know, the promise of 300 jobs is something that is pretty significant, and we can't ignore it. So I think we're all pretty happy. Visitors Bureau is looking for a new space. Skills development, we're going to try and, we're thinking about maybe putting that in, housing that with the new library over in Carrboro. But we're still waiting for that Carrboro deal to figure out what the parking situation is there.
And I remember, now I'm remembering the last time we were talking about this, Well was going to take that building and maybe renovate it so it becomes Class A office
that's
space.
That's correct.
That the idea?
It will. Yeah. So in the time that they are renting it, they're going to be doing it.
Right.
So the building becomes more valuable, right? And as we were talking about tearing down the Link building last time I was here.
Yep.
A lot of these buildings, it's interesting. As I talk to more and more people, and I'm wondering if it's a weather effect or if it is just a wetter here than it was when these buildings were built, but more and more of these buildings we're hearing, whether they be school buildings or office buildings or county-owned building, town-owned buildings, they're having mold problems.
Yeah.
And it's kind of odd. I don't know. I'm going to blame it on the weather, but I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Is it a done deal now with Well?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done. And I think we have one more round to just put our vote on it, but I think we're pretty much done with the negotiations. Everybody's in a good place.
Other things going on in Orange County that
people know? Yeah, we had ABB is breaking ground next week.
Yes.
Actually, they're breaking ground this week. Jeez,
this week?
See, yeah, Friday. I'm like all over the place. So, and this is the extension, the expansion rather. ABB already exists, and this is the expansion and the new jobs coming in. So that's happening Friday, and we're pretty excited about that. That's, you know, the jobs out in the county are pretty significant, and, you know, we've been talking about this since the summer when I've been throwing out all these teases. But it's happening. You know, it's just, you know, we'll get to throw dirt around, which is one of my favorite things.
Awesome.
Yeah, that hard hat. I look so pretty in that.
And it's not so, I mean, it's been kind of dry this week. I was going to say, like, how hard is the ground going to be?
Oh,
to...
goodness. I don't know. When we did the northern campus, it was a mudslide out there. I don't know. Who was out there? I think Blake was out there still.
Yeah.
It was a mudslide. It was just funny. And I was rolling up my pants to, the mud was just like, yeah, it was fun, though. I mean, it's always good when you're
breaking
ground.
Blake went to App. He's used to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Awesome.